Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, a warning from Tom Homan. Another 9/11 is coming. And that would seem kind of self-evident, but the way that he explains why he believes this and why he's afraid of this is something every American should hear, because it's truly terrifying. Here he is explaining how the 2 million gotaways, we know there are 2 million gotaways because we have sensors in the ground, so we know exactly how many human beings eluded Joe Biden's giveaway. Take a listen.
It's coming. I mean, why did 2 million illegal aliens pay more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid, cross the border, turn yourselves into a border agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why? This scares the hell out of me. I've been doing this for 40 years. It should have scared the hell out of every American, what the Biden administration did. This 2 million known gotaways scares the hell out of me. So I'm convinced something's coming unless we can find them.
Homan is connecting the dots.
Yep.
That's the phrase that we heard about 9/11, is that we had the dots, but we didn't connect them. Homan is connecting the dots. He's making an outstanding, brilliant point here.
If you turn yourself in, there's no background vetting, or almost none. If they can't, the rule that the Biden administration operated under, remember this, if they can't find anything on you in 24 hours or they can't prove you're a terrorist, which often they couldn't because of the time limit, you get let go. Doesn't matter. That's how a hitman who killed 4 in Venezuela was caught at the border, turned himself in, didn't care, and just was let go by the Biden administration with a work permit. So you didn't want to turn yourself in. You didn't want a free hotel room. You didn't want free airfare to wherever you want to go. You didn't want a free phone, and you had to pay the cartels double. Why? They had to, instead of just dropping your rear end off with Joe Biden's welcome wagon, which is what Joe Biden turned the Border Patrol into, they had to sneak you across the border. That cost extra, and you were willing to pay that? There was a reason you didn't want people to know who you were. That's what he's saying. He can, and that's why he says there's another 9/11 coming. Take a listen. He continues. Again, this is Trump's deportation czar, Tom Homan.
They created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen. Not only did 2 million known gotaways, 2 million people cross the border. We don't know who they are, where they came from. We don't know where they are now. On top of that, even through the legal process, the Biden administration were bringing people unvetted, handing out work visas like they're candy, while they sat here and planned something bad. We are going to be dealing with this for the next 10 years because of the chaos they created in 4 years. We're out there kicking butt. We're arresting a lot of criminal aliens. We're out there looking for the bad guy. And when we're out there doing that, we got protesters assaulting ICE officers. We got members of Congress all over the country going to ICE facilities, raising hell, saying this is your oversight responsibility. Where were those oversight responsibility when 10.5 million illegal aliens came across the border? Where is the oversight responsibility? I'm releasing over 8 million illegal aliens in this country. Where's the oversight responsibility then? This is attack on ICE. This is attack on the Trump administration. We're trying to fix the damage done by Biden.
We don't know where the 2 million are. Why? We don't know who they are. We can't even use the NSA database to find them because we don't know who we're looking for. Can you imagine the catastrophe right now if we had another 9/11? Remember what it did to markets. We're already in negative growth, negative 0.3. We're already in the first month of recession. First quarter of a recession. Excuse me. Look at the bond markets. They're already terrified. They've wobbled twice in the last 2 months. You put all that together, we had an attack right now. We are so vulnerable. It's incredible. And yet, yesterday, and you should go to my X feed and share this with everybody you know. People who are political, they're not political, they don't care, they don't know what side, they're not. Share this. People need to understand the mortal danger Biden and the Democrats have put this country in. Bill Malusian, Fox News, broke this yesterday. ICE announced they have arrested a Tajikistan-born suspected Al-Qaeda member previously released into the U.S. by the Biden administration in March of 2023. They weren't even looking for him. He arrived at the border near San Diego, March 23, was paroled into the U.S. despite being charged as an inadmissible alien. Why? He's from Tajikistan. That is a hostile government. And it's a terror-supporting government. We can't vet anyone from there. So, by law, he is supposed to be sent back. He is unvettable. Even if we want to vet him, we cannot do it. Instead, we just released him into the country despite him being an inadmissible alien. ICE just caught up with him in Philadelphia. How did they know to look for him? Because Tajikistan authorities declared him a fugitive and suspected member of a terrorist organization last month and called us up and said, hey, we think you have him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This and what Malusian wrote is this. This highlights the extreme national security concerns associated with the Biden administration's open border policies to mass catch and release millions of foreign nationals who arrived at the border during their tenure. Arresting individuals, this is the ICE statement, linked to a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda reaffirms our unwavering commitment to safeguard the homeland. There's 2 million. We got one yesterday. We got one.
2 million. And how many did it take to do 9/11?
A couple dozen, basically.
19.
Yeah.
19.
You count the Saudi officials in the embassies,
well,
a few more.
Yeah.
But yeah. I always count them. But yeah, no. So what a mess. This is the stakes. And he explained yesterday. Okay, so we have in Minnesota, I don't know if you got to see the video of what happened in Minnesota yesterday to really appreciate it. It's Oliver Ice, Oliver X, excuse me, look it up. They were doing a drug raid that, yes, was connected to the cartels. There was FBI. It was an FBI raid. Rumor got out in, because Minnesota is very liberal, local media that there was an ICE raid. I want you to see, there's so much video of it online, you can find it easily. I want you to go look at this. The FBI, it's their SWAT team, basically. The FBI was almost overwhelmed by the crowd. The SWAT guys, these are tough guys. They barely escaped. They're being slapped, punched, hit, kicked. They barely held them off yesterday after local media said it was going to be an ICE raid. They tried to stand between the FBI and the target, not even fully understanding the target. It ended up being, it was basically a cartel drug and money laundering operation. Cartel Connect, it's a better way to put it. There were also U.S. folks involved in it, citizens involved in it. An absolute street brawl ensued. That's how weaponized these Democrats are.
Well, there's also government officials who are breaking the law by informing the public on these operations that are going on. I mean, because that's it. You've got to have an inside person to get that information out there. So you've got liberal, progressive, secularist Democrats who are doing this, who are putting lives at risk, both the lives of the officers as well as the lives of the public. Because if something goes south, if it goes sideways in a hurry, innocent people could be killed.
Someone's going to be killed.
Yeah, eventually that's what's going to happen.
If you watch the video, I want you to see the violence of the crowd. This is not just them shouting their stupid slogans. This is them, again, the FBI SWAT team could barely hold them off in a street riot. And so what they do, they call for violence over and over again, repeat the lies about the Gestapo. And then as Newsbusters, which is a right-wing site, has documented, the mainstream media does not show the resulting raids at all. I mean, riots at all. They do not show the Democrat violence because they know how damaging that is. And again, I opened the show yesterday with this. This is the Democrat leader in Congress, Hakeem Jeffries, trying to get ICE killed. This is what they're telling them.
This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified. That, in fact, is the law. And we're going to make sure.
He's talking about the fact that ICE has taken to wearing face coverings. These Democrat lunatics yesterday who attacked the FBI SWAT team were completely face covered. So they don't want to play by the rules. They want to beat you, kick you, spit at you, throw glass bottles at you. That happened yesterday, too. And they don't want to be identified. Unbelievable.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.